teachers, alchemists, philosophers, and scientists, pretty much everyone really has had a go over the years, though no one has actually found the magic pill or the magic practice which grants eternal life. But there's a group of people living in the mountains of Sardinia who are giving it a really good shake. They are small and brown and unbelievably old, up to 112 in the case of one Antonio Todd, who, like many of these remote villagers, was born in the 19th century and died in the 21st. Journalist and foreign correspondent Ben Hills has been studying these centenarians of Sardinia and has just written a book, The Islands of the Ancients, about them and why it is they are living so long. Hi, Ben. Thank you for coming and chatting to us.
Oh, hello, Jennifer. My pleasure.
Now, the subtitle of your book, Island of the Ancients, is The Secrets of Sardinia's Centenarians. Did you crack the mystery?
Start with the A's. I mean, there is no one silver bullet, and the book makes that very clear. We're not out to give people a pill or a potion or even to extend their life for 1 or 2 minutes, let alone 100 or 200 years. What we're trying to explain is who these people are, where they come from, and a little bit about this complex mix between their genes, who their parents were, and their lifestyle, how they live, and just why these factors mean that they're probably the longest-lived people in the world.
They are extraordinary people. I mean, they are very, very small. They eat very, very lean vegetarian food. Are you sure it's not that they don't just feel that they're living long?
You mean life's so boring in Sardinia, a week feels like a month? No, I don't think so, Jennifer. Matter of fact, most of them are very, very well adjusted. They've got a nice, healthy, sceptical outlook on life. You know, the word sardonic, in fact, comes from Sardinia.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What I did like is that you discovered there's among the many factors which contribute to the longevity is that many of them drink red wine, which may have some kind of secret ingredient in it.
Absolutely. I mean, don't we all love it when you know, our worst desires, you know, to drink, actually sort of shake hands with our greatest ambition, which is to live forever. In the case of red wine, yeah, there's been some quite serious scientific work done on this. A London professor by the name of Corder what about this for a university assignment? He spent a couple of years of his life analysing all the wines of the Mediterranean region, and he came up with Sardinia as producing the wine that's got the highest concentration of these very strange compounds called polyphenols, which do tend to extend your life. They act, if you like a sort of a WD-40 for your body. They decoke it. They combat so-called free radicals and stop your body oxidizing. And thus, they reduce your chances of having a heart attack and they reduce your chances of stroke. So there probably is something in this red wine story.
So there's the genetic ingredient, there's the red wine ingredient, there's the lean vegetarian diet ingredient. There's also, which I found very intriguing, kind of the slow ingredient. The fact is they're living in a beautiful remote place where things don't happen quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a pristine environment where they live. I mean, it's right away the area of Sardinia, the 16 villages of the Oliastra, which is where we've spent most of our time. These are right in the remotest and most beautiful part of Europe. They're miles away from the nearest power station or transmission cable for power. They mostly work hard physical activity. The guys are shepherds. They spend the whole days galloping up and down mountains after flocks of sheep. They live in the outdoors, and most of them grow their own food. There's a very, very strong emphasis on organic produce. Sardinia is a huge exporter of beautiful organic produce. I mean, everything from their lamb to their tomatoes to their potatoes, it's all grown organically. And not because they're particularly sort of new age people. It's just that this comes from a tradition. The place is so poor that they simply couldn't afford fertilizers and pesticides and all these other sort of chemical ingredients. So as a result, just by accident, you know, their backwardness has become, so-called backwardness, has actually become a major advantage for them.
Well, it did seem to be fascinating that you do note that in the local paper that, you know, in Sardinia it may take 2 years to get a building permit. In fact, there was a court case you found that had been going on for 57 years. So these things are all tied up together. So if we could all slow down massively.
Look, the pace of life. Actually, it was a little bit frustrating to be over there working on this book, because on the stroke of 1 o'clock, all over Sardinia, it's like a clap of thunder. And you hear this rumble, rumble, rumble as the steel shutters come down on the shops. Next thing you hear, clatter, 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 as everyone sits down to a big bowl of pasta and a bottle of red wine. Then all the shutters slam, and not a bird stirs until at least 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you've got a three-hour siesta. I mean, they took the word siesta to totally new heights, undreamt of by the Spanish.
It must have been a great hardship to go. There's also some, we must leave it, but there's some wonderful portraits there that were taken by your partner.
Yes, look, my partner Mayu Kanamori is a photographer, photo artist actually, and she's got an exhibition. I hope you don't mind me giving it.
No, I was going to mention because they are extraordinary images.
Yes,
beautiful, actually beautiful faces, and at the end of the book, in fact, you give in your epilogue a bit of a summation of who's doing what, and quite a few, not surprisingly, have died because they pushed well past the 100, but a lot of them seem planning to go on for many years yet.
Yeah, well, look, some of them, some of them, of course, have passed away. Once you reach 100, by the way, you've got a 50-50 chance of seeing your next birthday. That's how the odds stack up.
Each year,
50-50 chance of seeing your next birthday. But, I mean, some of the great characters that we met were still alive when I last did a check a few weeks ago. We've got Mr. Antonio Argiolis, the world's oldest winemaker. He's aged 101, still comes into work every day in his little flat cap, still insists on tasting and helping with the blending of the new vintages. We've got Mr. Salvatore Spanno. Now, I mean, he was probably the most extraordinary chap that we met. He was 99, just planning his 100th birthday. He still spins around town on his bicycle. He's a professional folk dancer, so he dresses up in all his beautiful old antique costume and does his dancing. And just to prove how fit as a mallee bull he was, as we were leaving, he said, "Oh, would you like a photograph of me standing on my head?" Well, look, I mean, before we could say, stop, we don't have any public liability insurance, there was Mr. Argiolis, assisted by a couple of his folk dancing friends, standing on his head with his long white beard flowing down over his eyes.